Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Love is blind. Love is blind. It's reality games presenting. Love is blind.
Yeah. Ooh, love is blind. And we have guests. Blind. And we have guests, y'all. This is
Love
a very
is Blind, and we have guests.
Yes, but this is a special that we're calling Two Black Girls, One Rose, and Two Marys. Two Marys. Y'all, but we're not, I know you're here, Rose, and you're thinking we're talking Bachelor. Not so much today. We're going to be talking Love is Blind. Justine and Natasha from Two Black Girls, One Rose. Thank you for being here. Welcome.
Thanks for having us. So excited. Should be so fun.
Yes. Now tell for your regulars, as you know, but for the voice out there, Justine, you say hello.
Hey guys, it's Justine.
And then Natasha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Hi everyone. This is Justine. Or wow. No, this is not.
Misdirection. That's your drag queen name, girl. Misdirection.
Oh my God. I love it. Yo, we've not recorded this late in a minute.
It's been a long time.
It's been a minute since we've done like an evening recording. Yeah. Hi, everyone. This is Natasha.
That's so funny you say that because y'all are like us. Y'all have been doing this for a hot minute. Mm-hmm. And when we first started the pod like 7 years ago, we would do it. We would do our day and then we would always work at night.
Yeah, same.
And then once you start working in the day, we had to do a night show like 3 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And it was...
I was like nodding off during
it. Delirious, right? Yeah,
right. And it's 6:30. I'm like, it's not that late. Like.
I'm like, right. I'm like Kathy from The Golden Bachelor, going, "It's 9:30. When are we going to bed?"
Oh my god, Kathy!
Oh god! You expect us to stay up at all hours of the night just for a rose ceremony? Christ!
She's so over it.
So over it. We're gonna talk about Love is Blind Day, but I do want to ask, like, what are your y'all? I mean, did you start with The Bachelor, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep. We started with Bachelor. We started with Ari's season of The Bachelor.
Oh my god. What a start.
Yeah. What a start. I know. It was fresh off of Rachel Lindsay, first Black Bachelorette.
Yes.
We were obsessed with her. Mm-hmm. We had a whole ritual every Monday night. We'd get wine. We'd get together. We'd watch the show. And then we decided to start the podcast. And lo and behold, Ari, like the whitest man on earth, is
dug from nowhere.
And that's how we start with him.
And one of the worst decision makers possibly in Bachelor history.
It was bad.
It was really bad. Ooh. Great ladies, though. Great cast of ladies.
Great girls. Yeah.
I had to stop watching because he was literally go, I'm gonna choose what's best for me. And you're like, no, you're choosing the exact worst option. You're such a fuckboy who looks like a good guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was older too. He was like 36 or something. He was an older bachelor.
So you would know a fuckboy who looks like a good guy, Poodle.
Yeah. Oh,
damn.
Dated a lot of them.
The burn.
Oh, it's not burn. We both have. Okay. Terrible taste in men. So.
Oh, yeah.
both of us. Anyway. Just yeah. But okay, so what are your initial thoughts on Golden Bachelor?
Oh, I'm loving gosh. It.
Loving it. It's so good.
It's so good.
Well, immediately we both were like, oh, like yeah. the same face. Yeah. I really like Gary. He's mm-hmm. so sweet. Like, we haven't liked a lead, a male lead, a bachelor lead in a very long time.
Yeah, they all almost seem to play secret douche cards around mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. episode. They all are like yeah. nice and like, we respect women. We love women. And then around episode 7 or 8, they do something awful and say something. You're like, oh, you hate women. Oh, I get it. mm-hmm. They all do it.
Mm-hmm. That is yeah. true. About halfway yeah. through, they do some fuck shit. Like, and we're like,
episode
oh,
7 or 8, garbage. They'll say something like, I just wish you wouldn't wear that makeup. Makes you look a slut. You're like, oh, thank you. Here we are.
Yeah,
kind of like, thanks for telling me that.
Showing up, right.
Oh, that, shades of JP.
Shades mm-hmm. of JP. Which that was a good segue, Poodle. Well, actually, before we get into Love is Blind, what else do y'all cover too for our listeners that are, we call them sissies, our listeners, sissies
who may not know you.
Oh, hey, sissies. Hey, guys. We are covering Golden Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, both on Patreon, and we will be covering F-Boy Island when it comes back to the CW. Which good. Is, should be very interesting to go from HBO to CW.
I'm wondering, yeah. you can't even say F right? on CW.
No. Right. Yeah. No. So that's going to be interesting. And that was one of the reasons why I loved F-Boy Island, because it was on HBO and they could say and right. do whenever and be very uh-huh. crass. And I don't know what it's going to feel like on CW, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Justine, I was worried if they, did you pay your light bill? Because your
no. light just went I off. Know. And my ring light is just all right out. Darkness. Yep. She said, no more, girl.
Now, oh,
my like, notes here.
One more week, I promise.
Oh, my I haven't God. Watched. Now, I haven't watched any Bachelor in Paradise yet. Have is it? I emailed Joe yeah. and said I've got to start watching because Avon's there and I fucking mm-hmm. love him. Mm-hmm. Stupid Rachel, whatever. Stupid. I like, yeah. but whatever. How is Bachelor in Paradise?
Check back in like another. When does this come out?
Check back.
Yeah, check back.
Because they're looking a little lean. The cast is a little lean right now.
Yeah. Okay. Their starting cast is a little weak. So we're thinking they're going to bring in all the heavy
hitters.
They'll
bring in. Yeah.
That's what we're feeling like.
Yeah. They'll bring in the fuck boys.
Yeah, soon. Eventually. Yeah. So yeah. it's going to get good. But yeah, it's a little, they feel pretty young this season too. It's like a mm-hmm. new generation of Bachelor Nation, like, that we're getting to know now. So that's a little bit of a different feel. But yeah, I think the preview for next week looked good.
Yeah,
so
it
I
did.
Think it's gonna kick off.
There's
with
some good tall, broad-shouldered men coming.
Coming down the
Let's
steps.
Just start some drama.
Yes.
It is good eye candy when Bachelor Nation is the best eye candy for sure. I always think that it feels you kind of get to a point where you're kind of like, is this the best we've got? But at the same time, everyone, you're talking about people who are young. I think mm-hmm. you should at least have to have swiped right on every eligible person on Tinder, or swiped left to even mm-hmm. get on The Bachelor, like in your area. Like, if you're 24, you have no business going on The Bachelor.
No,
you haven't mm-mm. dated enough.
Truly. Yeah.
And you're not like at a place where you're like, oh, I've tried everything. I gotta go on TV.
Yeah.
You're not there yet when you're 24.
Totally. We need our Bachelor contestants so desperate.
Yes. Just well, that's yes. you know, that's what's great about Golden Bachelor. We were talking about this morning that it's the stakes are way higher.
Yeah. And they've, yeah. and they've all oh, had yeah. lives. And they've all had lives.
Yeah.
Yep. Which, yeah.
And we're going to talk more about that, y'all, because we're going to be going on Justine and Natasha's pod later on, mm-hmm. a couple of weeks.
Yes.
So we'll be talking Golden Bachelor then. I will have caught up on Bachelor in Paradise by nice. Then. So she'll be ready. But
I don't watch that filth.
yeah. Yeah.
I have plans for better filth.
I'm like, what other filth you watching?
I just saw Selling Sunset comes back on
Oh, Selling
film.
Sunset.
I'm like,
I'm too busy with Big Brother right now. It's just like, oh, Big Brother,
got you.
Man.
Got you.
Even though it's a crap season, but I have to finish. I have to finish it. I've been obsessed for a long time. So
he wants to be on it one day. Poodle wants.
I'm glad I wasn't on this. I'm glad I wasn't on this season because Cerie's too good. Of Cerie from the Traders is on it, and if I was on it in Cerie's season, she would completely destroy me. But the house is full of dummies. So I could have done really well then, but it would not have done well for me this season. Cerie and I, she would have gotten rid of me.
Okay. Damn.
Yeah. I think she would have gotten rid of me.
Yeah. So interesting.
Next year. Okay. Let's jump into, we're going to talk about episode 8 and 9. Let's start with episode 8 of Love is Blind. This episode's called Love is a Battlefield. Before, a lot has led us up to this point, ladies, or humans, or just whoever's listening out there. First thoughts of this season of, we honestly, we were talking of a podcast and we said, I think Jake looked at me and said, I'm just so fucking ready for new people to talk to us about this because I'm over these people of having your voices. So what are your thoughts so far of this season of Love is Blind?
Yeah, my first sentiment. First sentiment, we talked about this a lot on our podcast too, was Kinetic Content, the production company, they got to tighten up these contracts. These people are dropping like flies. Mm-hmm. We saw it on The Ultimatum. We saw it on Married at First Sight. Now we're seeing on Love is Blind. Why are there only two couples married? Like, what's going on? How did that mess happen? Uche should be engaged to Leah. We should at least be watching that. You know, it just seems like the NDAs or whatever is like these people have too much power that they can just leave the show when they want to. They can drop out and it's creating a different show. Like, why are we watching Love is Blind with two couples?
They didn't vet anyone.
Or
that too.
Right.
Uche should be catapulted into space where he can't bother anyone ever again.
I know. Oh God.
Where he can't berate someone like a lawyer he wants to be.
Oh my God. I know.
Aaliyah needs to be protected.
I know. That's the thing. I don't she's actually good gay want. Friends. She dodged a bullet with Uche.
She did.
Like, I don't
she
actually
did. She did.
Want her to be engaged, but we need another couple.
That is what story tells us. You're responding to what normal story production would tell us. Mm-hmm. However, we did not expect that Glenn Close and Fatal Attraction, aka Lydia, would show up,
right,
and fuck everything up.
Yeah.
Justine, what are your initial thoughts?
You know, my first initial thought, especially for these past two episodes, is that this reunion, there's a lot riding on this, right? We don't need Nick. We don't need Vanessa. We don't need Lauren. We don't need Cameron. We need the guy from the Vanity Fair lie detector tests. We need that guy. Yeah. We need them in individual siloed rooms like a WeWork. And we need them all to take intense 20-minute long lie detector tests.
All
I cannot even keep up. I need a storyboard. I need arrows. I need a like forensic with the black and white photos, newspaper clippings. I need the whole thing. This is so intense with all the amount of lies that everybody's telling.
Yes.
Except
and when
for
they're
and sacred Milton. Who's not lying to anyone.
Milton. Milton. And when you do tell a lie, your seat electrocutes you every single time.
Yeah, because there was just another rumor. Now it's coming out about, I forget her name. We didn't even say, but the blonde woman actually was engaged to somebody.
And they went
to Mexico. But I guess she's...
The rumor is that she had another boyfriend.
So what happened is she actually had a boyfriend but just wanted to get on the show.
Houston is shady as fuck, y'all.
She applied for a marriage license with Carter, but then they never returned it. So that means they didn't get married. And then 8 months later, she married another guy.
Oh my God.
People are saying, what's her boyfriend before?
Oh my God, that's amazing.
So they just letting any old body on the show. They're not doing any type of checks. Background checks.
Is wild. That's
season is wild.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Seattle was definitely the best season so far. I don't know what you guys think. Like, I think that was
that last season?
That was
last season was great.
Season and 1 and 4, my favorite.
Yes. Totally agree.
This to me is entertaining to watch, but it just feels like a different show. It doesn't feel like Love is Blind. And I will say these last these last two episodes were a bit of a slog. And Jake was like, why are they so long? And I said, because there's only two couples.
We're spending
so much time with everyone. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's 13 days before the wedding. Let's talk about, I guess before, we kind of often talk on our show, we kind of talk about the group scenes, and then we kind of take the couples and talk all about couples, but however, we'll work it out.
Yeah, that works.
Mm-hmm. So what are your thoughts on this as my grandma Hazel would say, foolishness of this fight is going on with Uche and Milton are talking, and Milton has a very Milton way of explaining things to Uche, wouldn't you say?
I would have never thought I would hear the phrase Pythagorean theorem.
What was that doing in the conversation? Agreed. Just needs to infuse like scientific knowledge for no reason.
You are an X-axis and he is a Y-axis and she is the Z-axis.
That was crazy. Exactly. I feel like he was doing that too because he knows that Uche has no idea what he's talking about. So he's just avoiding the conversation.
Yeah. I think Milton completely resents having to talk to Uche because Uche is like the older brother who's like always trying to show him up.
Yeah.
Because Uche's the alpha in every room he's in.
Yep.
And Milton's like, fuck this.
Mm-hmm.
And Milton hates confrontation. So he's always he's super avoidant, and he's always trying to, if he's not, he needs to neutralize things. And that's what he's trying to do here. He's trying to neutralize it so Lydia and Uche won't fight anymore. Spoiler alert, that's never going to happen.
Well,
she wants to poke out his eyes. She literally wants to gouge out his fucking eyes.
Yeah.
I'm confused by Uche just because he keeps saying, I don't want you to break up and I don't want to ruin your relationship.
Right.
But then he's telling all this fucking tea and literally wanting to show receipts of these text messages, right?
Right. Yeah. And he's like, I don't want you guys to never be together. I just don't want you to say yes at the altar. What do you mean?
You just said two different things. He's such a lawyer.
He's such a lawyer.
Such a lawyer. Lawyer. Yeah.
I bet he's a really good lawyer, actually.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Really good lawyer.
Yeah. He is one of the, I guarantee you, talk about a nightmare relationship. Person to be in a relationship with.
Oh my God.
I can't even imagine.
He's saying he got a bed
like good enough.
That's of all he's saying.
He got a bed.
That checks.
But he still said these things.
Right.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Aaliyah, I said it before too. Like if Aaliyah actually had a relationship with Uche, obviously it wouldn't end or wouldn't go well. And it would end with her feeling battered and confused.
Totally.
Like she would walk away like, what just happened to me
in
that relationship? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the worst.
A lot of people, there was a woman from Houston who was on TikTok. Y'all, this cast has the most leaks of all of them. They're like full of holes. It's like leaking like a strainer.
Like you said, what contract is Kinetic using?
And basically this woman said, there was all these, she's like, all my friends from Houston, she's like, this bitch, she's like, I dated him, she's like, every time I looked again, he was on Tinder again, he was on there, so like, it's no wonder he dated Lydia, because he dated every woman in Houston.
So he's a recent cheater too.
Oh God.
Okay, so Uche and Milton, they have their talk, but also at the same time, we kind of have Stacy trolling Johnny because Johnny's over here with her mouth open, like tongue popping at all the.
Oh my God. It's like something really. Do y'all know the woman from the Kirsten Wiig character from Saturday Night Live, Penelope? She's like, oh my God, I invented that. Oh my God, I really know that really well. To me, that's Johnny.
Jake hates Johnny.
I hate Johnny.
It's because
everything is interesting, and she's the victim. I can't stand
always.
Martyrdom.
Yeah, she's always the victim.
Anyway,
but I I go back. I really strong. I liked Stacey at first, even though I've always hated her makeup. We won't get into that.
Oh,
but it
Lord.
Looks so
you got into the mess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We ain't got time for that. Yeah. That's too much.
It's. Yeah. Did you know she's a makeup artist?
You don't are lying.
Even, no, swear to God.
That. Don't start that swear rumor. Don't.
She has her own Instagram page, and that's one of her side hustles. She's a makeup artist.
Oh, no. That's horrifying. Oh no!
I wish y'all
Natasha's
could
eyes just rolled
this.
Out of her yeah. head, yo. No, it's like Typhoid Mary being like a nurse. Ooh. Like that's how bad
wow.
it is.
Wow.
Oh, no, she no. looks like the thing from Saw. Like the makeup looks like Saw.
Everything like, just looks like really it's bad. Three shades too dark. Everything
it's aggressive.
Just,
yes.
Yeah, just too aggressive.
It's aggressive. It's aggressive yeah. makeup. I'm going to yeah. use that word. So, but it felt like she was kind of, do you feel like, to me, it felt like she was trolling Johnny a little bit and coming mm-hmm. at her. Do you feel like this was deserved?
No. Well, I don't know. I didn't see what Stacey was talking about in the pods or in the like ladies' living room, whatever the hell they call it. But
yeah.
I don't think all of that was necessary. Is yeah. he not dating her anymore? Relax.
Yeah, she's definitely poking and prodding, trying to get some type yeah. of reaction. Just, and she knows that Johnny's like a crier. So she's like, at least can get her to
totally.
Cry.
She's, so. In a position of, she's in a position of power now. That's the difference.
Right.
Her too. And
right.
Izzy, she got the man.
Her yeah. and Izzy are like power couple. Mm, and yeah. he's even worse, though, when he's just like, yeah, I railed her. You'd be so proud of me when I made her cry.
Yeah, that was sick.
So weird for a straight man to be like, I was so mean to her. What the mm-hmm. That would drive me up like the Sahara. Oh, my God. Oh, I'd be so disgusted if my boyfriend said some shit like that.
Yeah.
I burned her, sis. Yeah. It was almost like he was like a mean gay talking like to one of
yes!
his best girlfriends.
He
He's like,
so
girl, yeah. you should have seen the way I just burned her.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's like mean gay talking.
Oh,
you know what? We say on the show all the time, like we say, y'all, we don't want to be right. But I said like three episodes
Holy
ago,
shit.
I said, I'm afraid that Stacey and Izzy are going to become like the Alexa and Brennan, where they just
oh,
feel
yeah.
like, they feel like we're the best couple and no one can
oh,
touch
they're so
us.
Awful on social
yeah.
media.
I think that's
so
happening.
Awful.
You don't like them on social? I like them.
Oh,
I think they're
they are,
so funny.
They say maybe they're I've better than they well. Used to be when they first
Actually,
came out.
Actually, at the
like,
reunion,
it's
that's
Mr.
where they bothered
and
you.
Mrs. Lemieux.
It was, yeah.
It was
yeah.
the
totally,
reunion
yeah.
that bothered mm-hmm. Poodle because Alexa
the reunion
was very...
Was gross.
That's what he mm-hmm. didn't like about the... Also,
they come off as like prom king and prom queen vibes.
Also,
they do.
I yeah. tell y'all. They lean into that. They yeah, do they think do. They're like the queen and king couple of the
no,
too.
Yeah. Lauren Jake. Cameron are shut up. You never did.
Right. Yeah, that's what makes it so funny because yeah. it's like it's so no one ever mentions them. Everybody always mentions Lawrence and Cameron, so it's just hysterical yeah. that they think they're so
yes.
important.
You should also know Jake hates everyone. Period.
I do. Like, I hate like, most people.
Noted. Yeah.
But
so
I do like I like Lauren and Cameron. I loved. I wound up loving Zach and Bliss. By the end of
yep.
it
the
last
end.
Season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
End. Yeah.
And
Brett.
Brett and Tiffany.
Oh,
love
Brett
Tiffany.
And Tiffany.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, love them.
Love them, of course. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. So yeah, there's
later,
been a few. Not
later
really
on
much this season. Go ahead.
We do have a fight where I like it when Uche realizes he's picked the wrong person to have a fight with Miriam. And she goes, keep your toxic masculinity to yourself. He's like, where do you live? The Middle East? And she's like, you can tell by John's Hopkins degree wearing ass that blah, blah, blah.
I know.
And I will read you for fucking filth. And he's like, okay, I'm going to walk away.
Right. Yeah. And he kept calling her bitter. I'm like, you're the bitter one. Why are you here still fighting with people? You're clearly bitter over right. Aaliyah, Lydia, yeah. Milton. Like, get out of here, please.
Yeah. Did you guys notice Aaliyah was the only one who wasn't there?
You know what? We didn't even talk about it. You're right.
Right? I was like, because Uche's saying now on Instagram that they dated after that lunch.
Right.
And that they're together after that lunch. And I'm like, she would have been there if you all were together.
I don't think she wanted to see
Lydia.
See Lydia. Yeah. I know her girlfriend, her fiance, Lydia.
Right.
You mean, best I am you. I am, you are me.
You are me. We are one.
I know you because
you are me.
I am okay. you.
What? This is going back a little.
Say a word, and I'm going to say the exact same word. Were you thinking of grapefruit? Because I was thinking of grapefruit, no, too.
What What was your, this is going back a little bit, but what was your reaction whenever Uche told Aaliyah that he had dated Lydia? What did you, what physically happened to you when you saw that?
I was dumbfounded. I just immediately felt the whole thing was so creepy to me. I was like, wait, what? Lydia's been up her asshole the entire time in the quarters. Yeah. What is going on? It felt very, yes, Fatal Attraction, single white female. Yeah. Like it was, I just felt so, I felt violated and creeped the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. And then we all spiraled and we're like, what? Stop doing your thumbs up. I hate that you what? Can't see it. Can y'all see he's doing thumbs up?
Yeah, I see it.
He keeps doing this. It's the new Apple update. I don't know how to fix it. Apparently, I just hold my hand like this. It does. I don't know.
I thought that was too.
I kept saying, oh, there's balloons and a thumbs up. He's like, I don't see it. And I was gaslit. Like, I was gaslit worse than Aaliyah.
No, you weren't.
Then there was like balloons coming down. I'm like, there's balloons. And I was told, I don't see balloons. Yeah. So I thought I was close to getting a CT scan. Because I was seeing things. So stop doing your hand like this.
God. I'll try not to. I'm sorry. Where are we now? You waylaid me.
We're basically talking about, I think now we've moved on to Johnny. I think Johnny and they're talking about, Uche is talking about Lydia and what happened, and Milton and Uche are kind of, they're talking about the Instagram stories and blah blah blah, and with screenshots, and so that's when Stacy, let me go back a little bit, so that's when, I'm sorry, Milton comes back and basically says, take care of Lydia. We're going to go talk. We're going to go men talk at the in the laundry room and sit on the dryer, which is weird.
Whatever. And, that's what they do.
And then he basically says, Milton's like, or he's like, you know, I'd be a really bad friend, Milton, if I didn't tell you, she knew I was going to be here and she knew she wanted to come in. And I feel like that she kept saying, I feel like I'm going to meet someone from my past here. And if I do meet them, it's fate. So y'all, he's literally trying to blow this up for him. And it's not necessarily because he gives a shit about Milton.
No.
He wants to stick it to Lydia. And it's so obvious. Mm-hmm.
And they need to run the tape at the reunion. Run me that tape. Yeah. The same way they did the cutie scene. Bring that same clip.
Oh my God. Oh, the cuties.
The cuties clip will forever live rent-free in my head.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. We need to see that at reunion, please.
Do you believe Uche when the things he's saying? Do you believe it? That Lydia?
Nothing. No.
No. Okay.
He is a damn lie. Why would you sit on all of that information and not tell production, not tell Aaliyah, tell Milton before this moment? Why is she crazy and a stalker now?
Good point.
That's true.
And you sat on all the, you let Aaliyah go back into the pods and be friends with this girl who's crazy. Mm-hmm. You let Milton, your friends, get engaged to this girl who's a stalker. Like, you let production keep her around when you knew she knew that you were there. And that it doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up at all. I can't believe any of it. I don't know what to believe with him.
Nope.
Productions come back about this and said, we told them they can't date anymore in the pods and that they have to be quiet about this. And that's what Uche has defended himself with. However, it seems like you could have done things in a way that maybe not berating her for cheating that first day, seeing as how you have someone in the pods.
That you supposedly cheated
months before.
Bingo.
2 months before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The ivory tower that Uche lives in must be beautiful.
And glass.
Wow. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and glass. I'm never dating men again. They're terrible.
They are.
They're just terrible.
You know what? I love that they're terrible, and then I can just fuck them over.
Wow.
Oh, wait, I'm the terrible one.
Yeah, there you are. I knew you'd get there.
So I want to talk about this conversation where Izzy is talking to Johnny. And this this we kind of thought was just unnecessary. We mentioned this mm-hmm. a little bit before. It's like, we yeah. were never really together. Mm-hmm. And y'all, if someone has the potential for cruelty to be cruel now, get ready because they're going to use it on you later. Mm-hmm. So I feel yeah. sorry. He'll throw this out yeah. at Stacey one day.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Well, it's true. Yeah. When you think of his dynamic with Stacey, he's like the nice one and she's kind of like the tough hardo. But mm-hmm. we see a different side to him when he sits with Johnny and keeps going after Johnny and Chris and all this. And it's like, where's this eye coming out? Like, we don't see it with Stacey, but we're going to see it eventually.
You mm-hmm. will. You'll see it when things don't go well.
Yeah.
And yeah. And when there
are
cameras
on you. It's a power thing. Because right now, Stacey mm-hmm. has a power in the relationship.
Yeah.
Good point.
That's yeah, true. That's he's the true. Small one. He's the small yeah. one in the relationship.
He's the small yeah. one with badass credit. We'll get to that.
All right.
Even though Lydia, though, or no, Johnny knew he had
Johnny
bad credit.
Knew. Johnny yeah. knew. Yeah.
Johnny knew.
And Johnny she room. Still wanted him.
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So even Chris, poor Chris, who I said if you squint your eyes enough, he kind of looks like a Disney prince.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, but he's perfectly nice and a little mm-hmm. like sawdust. He was kind of like you shouldn't. He was trying to have it both sides. Like you know, don't I don't think you should really call her. Say that she's not a bad person. And he's basically, and then later on, Izzy's like, well, she told me she loved me 4 times. And Chris is like, what? She told
I know,
you she loved
I
you?
Know.
Poor thing.
And Izzy so goes, bad. 4 times.
Yeah, Izzy is so ridiculous.
It seems like Johnny hasn't said to Chris that she's loved him 4 times. That's what it seems like. Like she's been holding back with it, like oh my god.
She's like, oh my god. I mean, like you were like the best thing in the pod, but like not who I'm really attracted to. And I'm like, sometimes think I'm losing with you, but you're really great.
Oh.
Poor Chris.
All right, this fight poor stuff is wrapped. We can kind of wrap through this and get to the couples, but I think the last, mm-hmm. as I said, told Jake, I said at the, all you need to know if you didn't watch is it just ends with just. There's no more gold goblets. They're just holding white claws and yelling at one another.
Or bottles.
Or bottles of wine.
I missed that. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Stacey was drinking out of the bottle.
Just drinking.
White girl wasted.
Stacey at the end of this scene where she's fighting with Izzy and she's trying to pick a fight.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that. When they come home and the dogs are jumping, she's like, down, mm-hmm. down, down.
They both were so obviously drunk. Yeah.
Y'all, you can tell what kind of drunks they are because she's a mean drunk and he's a weepy one.
Yes, exactly. Like clockwork, he was in the closet crying. Like,
get away from me.
Crawl down. He looked like Aaliyah with her shoes. Like, he just climbed down the wall, like, Jesus.
Oh God.
Don't watch Night of Fiance, but Chantel once slid down the back of the wall like her she looked Pedro like the llama from The Emperor's New Groove.
Oh my God.
And she's crying. And it's the greatest look.
It's like an R&B video.
It's Unbreak My Heart.
I was just thinking of Tony Braxton, Unbreak My Heart, when he dies on the motorcycle.
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Hey, that music video was part of my sexual awakening, and I cried.
Remember seeing them riding on that motorcycle, and I was like,
Tyrese, right?
That was Tyrese.
Was it Tyrese? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why do I want to be her now?
Yeah.
But I'm still enjoying these smooth vocals.
Right.
Miss Braxton, if you're nasty. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about Monday. There's flowers because it's flower day or
neutral colors. Neutral flowers, though.
Yeah. No, remember, that's right.
She only likes neutral flowers.
That's it.
fuck is that?
Natasha got that. Justine, I didn't get that either. When Jake said that to me, I went, what? I
yeah. like neutral yeah. flowers.
She had a request.
Neutral flowers.
Yep.
Topes.
Neutral colored.
She doesn't do red. White. She doesn't do red
oh,
roses.
Oh, that's right.
Only
those
white.
Those don't grow
or
in
whatever.
Nature, Stacey. What?
A beige rose? What is she? A Heather Gray rose? Like, what are you?
Yeah. A beige, she curates what she wants.
A beige rose is a beige flag.
Yeah.
It's going to be yep. something later. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes.
Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going queen.
So Izzy's like talking to her saying, Chris deserves a good woman. I'm just defending Chris. Chris deserves a good woman. And Stacey's like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to tell you about it. I'm over this.
Why do you always compare her when you're talking about how bad our relationship is? You know.
You just railed into her, and that made me hard. Made my dick hard.
Yeah.
Yo. He did not get the hint.
I want to know what about these things turn him on. Like, what does this mean? Listeners, sissies, you guys are called, right?
Yeah.
I would love for you all to write in and then you guys update on our show. What is this kink? Because this is a kink. That he
totally agree with you.
It's like a thing that he likes. He likes fighting and then fucking, right? So like, what is that?
I think it's a power thing for him. Totally. Yeah. I think to especially because I think he's totally chasing money. I think he's total money chaser.
You don't think he's in love with her at all?
I think he is, but this is part of it. I think, y'all, also, we mentioned this before, when he says his new job is in insurance and things like that, he's like, you know, the sky's the limit. MLM. It is totally reads like looking for my downline. Like, I can't wait to get
take
people
a quiz
into
in
this.
My bio. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Boy, well, friends don't let friends take quizzes in their bio.
No.
Don't ever do that. But no, I think you're right. This is a kink. And this is something like power couple-ish. Let's just rub it in everyone else's nose, and we're the king and queen of this.
Yeah, because there was a moment where Stacey was like, then why didn't you get engaged?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, that's just the rules of this television show. Like, can we just say, they're in real life. You are.
Right.
Like,
no, they proceed to have the pettiest fight possible. And it's gross because they're both throwing things at the other. And she's worse because she's wasted. And she just wants to call. She wants to just do a flex and like DoorDash some fucking caviar because that's what she's used to at this point.
She is
with daddy's money.
Imagine that's her drunk food.
Yes, like, oh my god, I love caviar.
For sure,
only caviar. But like, make sure the spoon is ivory. That's what she wants to do at this point. And at one point, she's just like, she basically says, you know what? You're trying, whatever you do here isn't enough. And he's like, basically. Like,
but I try to make it sound like you're doing enough, but I am. And
she's like, no, you know what? I'm doing everything. You're never doing anything if you're not tired enough to do it. And he's like,
that's sorry to hear you say that.
And he just goes, and he just runs into the closet and cries.
She's like very much obviously a princess. And I feel like Izzy promised her a lot of foolishness. He was going to do the rose petals. She mentioned something about a bath, giving baths and stuff. Like,
yeah, drawing a bath.
She didn't pull out of nowhere. I feel like he was saying shit in the pods. And now she's coming to collect her foolishness. And he's not delivering.
I think you're dead right. And
future faking.
Seriously.
Izzy was future faking.
Oh, that's his favorite
future
word.
Faking.
Oh,
yes.
That's
it. Yeah.
That's a covert narcissist thing. Now, and what do you, when she says, she brings up the whole, what do you do for, you don't do enough for me. But also, she says, Stacey says, I want someone who's romantic. I want someone who desperately needs, I walk in and they desperately need me. What did you think of that statement when she said that?
Girl, you have a dog already, or three,
right?
Like,
and
you don't need
none of them behaved.
Need another puppy dog.
Not one. They all look so cute and very friendly, and like they love you the second you walk in the door.
Why do you have animal
my God,
behavior
you
classes?
Are right.
Yeah,
Justine. She wants a dog. She wants another dog.
Another one. It seems like they have three in there.
I really. That's why I think her family love him so much. When when he showed up, they're like, "Thank God, someone to take this drama queen off our hands. We're sick of having to hold her hand every fucking family gathering because she's got a new drama." The sisters are all married. They're like, give us a break, please.
Break. Well, yeah. So they have, I'm going to fast forward a little bit. Otherwise, we're going to do a 3-hour podcast and our producer will kill us. Because we still got episode 9. So they make up at her Pilates studio where she's teaching. It's a hum and a makeup. I feel like there was nothing really that deep to be said. There was, though, quite a I'm sorry gift. What did you think about his gift to Stacey?
The plunger with
words written on it. Would that touch your heart if your SO gave that to you?
I feel like there was an inside joke that we missed. And so,
well, it's because like, she basically stopped up the toilets in the first night there.
I forgot about that.
You were bringing this up before, and that's why it was funny, and she liked it. So it actually fits her bathroom humor.
I miss that.
But y'all,
I don't want a plunger.
It all made sense because she likes gifts, and that was all. And like,
and that's all she needed.
And that's all he could afford.
Yeah,
he just went to Lowe's.
Yeah, basically.
No, he can't afford Lowe's. He went to the dollar store and got a plunger.
y'all know why? He can pay with cash there.
Oh no.
I said on our show that he bought something with a money order.
No.
God. The money order.
Both their storylines are so blown out. Like Izzy is like this scammer doing an MLM. Like get a car, can't get a house, doesn't even live in his house, and then Stacey's like this princess who's like,
welcome to our show, girl. And you're right, and that's what happens when you only have two couples.
That's true.
Too much, because normally I said this episode would end, but no, we still got to have Stacey meet Izzy's mother. I don't know if there's much to talk about here. I mean, meet the mother, and the mother goes, "Do y'all have any thoughts about the mother Stacey meeting?" No. She gave good meet the mother to me.
Yeah, she did. She seems nice.
She was nice. Yeah.
It went very different than when Lydia meets Milton's mother.
Holy shit. Wow. That woman needs to work for the FBI.
Truly. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can y'all imagine meeting your significant other's mother and she was like that?
Like that? We can go toe to toe, girl. You think you're the only one who can look up somebody's LinkedIn? I'll look you up right back, girl. What? There's a reason your son picked me. Hello?
So you're telling me that Rita and the sister Jessica, you could go toe-to-toe.
The sister would be tough. The sister would be tough.
She's so stern. Yeah.
And she had her husband and her baby, too. So it was like, well, I have a husband and a baby and a job, bitch. Oh, God.
You're right. Those were like her throwing out her, like she threw three dicks on the stage. She's like, look what I got.
Exactly.
I got a husband and a baby.
So Lydia's meeting Milton's parents. Rita, I forgot the father. Oh, the father's James, because he's actually James.
He's James the fourth, and he's James, and Milton is James the fifth.
Mm-hmm. Or no, something like that.
No, you're right. No,
Milton's
the baby would be James the fourth.
And Milton's baby would be the fifth. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So do you feel like that mom is happy about this situation?
Not quite. I mean, I think the mom, you could tell Milton's like her baby. Like, he could do no wrong. Mm. Like, she's like, he can work on washing the dishes. Like, don't worry. Like, he'll learn eventually. Like, she's the type that makes a lot of excuses from him, I feel like. I don't think she's accusing him
of not doing it, but she still does it for him.
But she still does it for him.
Yeah.
100%. So I don't know if she's happy that maybe somebody else is taking over this mama role for him and she's getting some of her time back. But the mom, the sister, the dad, I don't think they're.
No, I think they all had like a plan for Milton, I think. And this was not according to plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're mad about it.
Mm. It didn't fit their plan for their kids to do really well, go to school, get their master's degree, and marrying Lydia off of, let's call it what it is, a TV game show did not really fit into Rita's plan.
Although, but she has the degree. She's a STEM. Rita said she liked that. Yeah. So how did you feel Lydia did with meeting Rita? How did you feel Lydia presented herself?
She always had an answer.
Yep.
And they didn't like that. But then if she didn't have an answer, they wouldn't like that either. So
you know what Jake said, I felt like it was a job interview and that it went bad. And I went, that's true. But if she didn't do that, there was no way
she could have won.
I don't think she could have won. I think mom and sister were already decided on being against whoever he brought in. Unless they chose that woman.
Yeah. I mean 100%.
What would you do if your sister just said in the middle, it's phony. This whole thing's phony.
Yeah, the sister was wild. She was like, what are you doing, Milton? Why are you getting married? Like asking all these hard questions right in front of Lydia. It's like, oh God, she doesn't give a fuck.
That's just some audacity. Fuck.
She don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Not at all.
And she's watched every season of this show.
That too. She seems well read on Love is Blind. Yeah. Yep.
She watched Love is Blind Brazil, Love is Blind Japan. She watched them all.
Yep.
The best
she on
question,
the Reddit.
Yes. The best question was the mom who said, what's someone who's 30 doing with someone who's 24?
Great
Basically
question.
Saying, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Yep.
Basically.
Great question.
I kind of agree.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Definitely. And then Lydia's answer even. She was like, at 24, I probably wouldn't be married or probably wouldn't be ready for marriage either. Like, that's not helping your case.
Not helping like, your case. No.
She, to me, though, a lot of this was, it felt fake because she kept saying, every relationship that I've had has taught me about things that I don't want. What would you say my biggest weakness is? That I work too hard. It all felt very job interview to me.
I did feel like I'm a perfectionist. That's my biggest weakness kind of an answer.
Yes. It did, for sure.
Yikes. Ooh, I think we covered everything.
I think that's it for that episode. I would just like to say I don't think I would go back to this family's house. I think I would just call it right there and say, sorry, Milton. Yeah. I have been devastated by your mother and sister. God. I'm going to look elsewhere.
Could you imagine Thanksgiving at their house, the games they probably play?
No. That's why I always say date an orphan. Because no in-laws means all the family time for you. You don't have anybody siding with your significant other like your family.
Oh my God. Yeah, even how Milton started off, when they were driving in the car, he was like, I don't typically like bringing people home to my family.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
They're very insular. They want, I guarantee
they're
they bust them around. Yeah, they're tough.
Not warm at all. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, not warm at all.
Should we go on to episode 9? Love on the rocks.
We're getting some marriage licenses. We see Stacey and Izzy getting it. We see Lydia and Milton getting the marriage certificate.
Congratulations, you're not related.
Yay, your blood match.
Blood test tells you you're not related.
Y'all, let's talk about some wedding dresses, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Let's.
Again, normally it's this kind of long, involved process. We get to see all these different dresses. We get to meet all these people's parents. No, we're just getting 4 looks this whole fucking episode because there's only 2 damn brides.
It was pretty quick, Oh, God.
I need my own Love is Blind.
Yeah. I know. This was sad. I love the wedding dress scene, and we just didn't. It wasn't giving. Yeah.
And also,
it wasn't giving.
It wasn't really there because there's usually like at least 4. There's always someone's family who can't be there, so it's really dramatic. And now everyone's still kind of fine with it, so it doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
I need, remember when, like, well, who was it? When someone's mom was, what season was it when someone's mom just was, like, not having it? You know who it was? Remember when Danielle from season 2's mom, who had, like, the wine slur?
That is the exact moment that I thought of Jake. I was like, remember when Danielle's mom flat out called her fat when they were shopping like, for wedding gifts?
You're looking a little chunky, honey. Yeah. With who's got another Chardonnay for me? Right? You do.
Where's my
Yeti? That one makes you look hippie, honey. It's not good for you.
God, she was terrible.
Yeah,
she was a fucking star.
She was.
Yeah, she was.
I miss that mother.
You're so lovely.
They're not together either. I think
they're not
hate each other now. So what? I didn't have a problem with this, but what did y'all think? Because Jake did of Vanessa Lachey wearing white.
No. Always
thank
trying to
you.
just
I had a problem with it.
And it was a pussy blow blouse. Girl, get that shit out of here. Oh my God, why are you wearing a full St. John suit to this? Yeah. Sit out somewhere. Oh my God.
Honestly, they're here to be brides. Don't you fucking wear white. I'm not a fan of hers. I haven't been for a while. No. Last reunion pretty much turned me into a complete hater. I haven't been a fan of her like gravelly like voice and her reproductive like zeal for a long time.
reproductive zeal.
Yeah.
It feels like The Handmaid's Tale to me, y'all. She's just like counting sperm, counts and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a problem with the white. And I think even Stacey says, "Oh, you're wearing white."
Mm-hmm. Someone called her out. It's like
Stacey
oh
was, yeah. Let's talk about Stacey. So, what did you think? We see her first dress. Mm-hmm. We didn't. What do you think? It was fine.
Yeah, it looked like every other dress.
These dresses are both fine.
What do you think about her second dress?
Her second dress wasn't what I thought she was talking about. She was talking about like not walking out in a basic bitch dress. She wants to walk her out in like a fabulous avant-garde garment, and then it was a basic dress.
Yeah. Do you think Stacey's an Enneagram 4?
I don't know if anybody knows what that is.
What
Enneagram
I don't
four.
Know the numbers. Yeah,
Poodle's an Enneagram
I call,
4.
I'm that's an Enneagram is, 4. They like okay. we like to, we're individualists. We like to be different. I think she is, but she basically still likes to drink Kim Crawford wine or...
Right? You own a Pilates studio and teach in bedazzled sneakers.
Thank you.
You're going to choose a regular dress. It's fine. Like, it's you okay.
You live the basic life. Just own the basic.
Right.
When she said, maybe I'll just design something, I went, cut!
Girl, yeah. Oh my God.
She said, I'll just cut something on my own. Girl, with what? Please.
With what? You don't know what bias even means.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I learned from Tim Gunn. Cut it on the bias. On
what do we think about Lydia's dresses are pretty much what I thought they would be. Kind of like the strappy thing. But I thought the dress she wanted, I was like, that's really safe for you. I wanted something cut up.
Was the dress that she got one of the, like, you can detach the skirt on
oh,
it?
Oh, that's right.
I didn't like that. I like the back of it, like but those. I didn't like the front.
It always looks like, now, first I'm a bride, now I'm a cocktail waitress. It always looks a little.
Yeah.
And I think this is fine in life, but it feels tearaway drag queen. Reveal.
Yeah.
Yes, which, it does.
It does.
Reveal
which
on
I'm
all,
that's I
the
am
runway
all
theme.
For that, but I'm not for that. Yeah.
Not for the wedding.
Not for the wedding. Drag queen.
No.
Not for the wedding. No. Not for the wedding. All right. So wedding dress is done. Let's kind of go on to just long sessions of these couples. So Stacey and Izzy go to dinner. They're going to dinner at NASA.
This was so random.
Very Stacey, right?
Very Stacey. I guess.
A plane hanger for date night.
Oh my god!
Because she loves private jets.
Yeah,
I will say because I have family from Houston. Like Houstonians take big pride in NASA. That NASA is there, and it was closed for a bit, and then I think it opened back up. So it is a very big Houston thing. I will say.
Oh, okay.
But also. Yeah, like I would think about the way like people in LA even talk about like the observatory or
okay.
It's almost like you think of the Empire State Building, New York. It really is kind of a thing of Houston.
Okay. I was like, who gives a fuck? Like, when we were talking about it, I also wrote down, is it possible that the closer we get to the wedding, her makeup gets more and more intense?
Oh, God.
It's like she's putting on more.
Yeah. The bronzer's out of control.
It's aggressive. It's getting more aggressive. I think after hearing you say that word, I think what's happening is Stacey is doing some type of spells when she puts on her makeup, and she is trying to control Izzy more and more. So the blush is just a symbol of that.
To me, it looks like she's just rubbing her face in the dirt. And like, this is getting bronzed, but nothing else is.
It's awful. It's just the wrong color. That's the wrong color.
She's a very fair-skinned woman.
She's very fair.
Anyway. So they're having dinner. Again, I've already said this on our pod, but I was in Young Astronaut, so I went to space camp, so I would have loved this dinner.
Well,
I love space.
Let's be clear. You went to the one in Oklahoma City, not the one in Alabama.
Not in Oklahoma City. It was in Norman at OU University because we couldn't afford Atlanta. And yes, there was the space shuttle was made out of 2x4 wood and painted like a space shuttle because that's what we could afford.
It wasn't nice.
Anyway, it wasn't good. I ended up killing an astronaut during our fake mission. I was the surgeon monitoring them, and I killed him. And I said, "Well, crap," over the microphone, and my mother was so embarrassed, she walked out of the room and waited for me in the car.
And that's why you never became an astronaut.
That's it.
Oh, God.
Later on, she is packing, and I wrote, "Stacey seems cool and distant." And
if this was RuPaul's Drag Race, we would have heard the snake like
the shade, rattles.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, y'all, they've had a conversation a little earlier, and he's like, "So, what did you think about the conversation we had?" Totally pumped her by producers because she obviously doesn't want to talk about it because she's being quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she says, "Well, I don't know if I can trust you with the credit card stuff." And we find out something that Johnny said earlier. He had iffy credit ratings. He had already broken his lease. He has had no credit card at all. And he's 27 years old. And
he's 29 now.
He's 29, but he was 27 when the show was filmed, I believe.
And
he says, "Well, I used him in college, and then I just didn't really like them anymore. And, you know, this whole idea, I prefer cash. I prefer feeling like Scrooge McDuck, you know, don't really love the credit card." Mm-hmm. What did you guys think about this? What did this whole conversation when she was kind of like asking about credit cards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was rambling. He was a bumbling fool, I think.
Wasn't it?
It was painful.
And
it
she
was
really called painful. Him on it.
It was painful.
She called him, yeah. And they had to have it on camera, and I'm sure he was embarrassed already. And I felt for Stacey, too, because I can't do lying. I just can't do lying. I don't even care about it. Like, she talked to him in the pod. She said about finances. He didn't bring it up. His reason is he wanted to have a longer conversation. Like, his excuses didn't even really make sense.
Bullshit.
And I feel lied to. Mm-hmm. That's the issue. Mm-hmm. You're lying. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's only over $3,500 and whatever. It's still a lie. You should have brought this up before.
No, that's what I wrote down.
Would you marry him if this was you and you found this out?
I can't do the lying. Why are you lying about this?
That's what I wrote down. He's a liar.
He's just a liar.
He is going to lie to her when it's convenient for him. Mm-hmm. And not this whole thing about the whole like lost and found shit and that idea of I was trying to be truthful with you. No, this was some kind of power play. And it felt like you were keeping trophies and it was gross.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. It's so weird how for him, for Izzy, he came off until he got out of the pods. I think he could have been halfway decent guy. And the more we started learning, we're like, "Oh, you're just a normal douchebag. You're the garden variety."
Mm-hmm. And he really wants to be the nice guy because he can cry on command. He's emotional. Like, he really wants to lean into that, but he has
he's just a Bartese. We didn't think he was, but he's
just Bartiz.
No, not Bartiz.
Although, weirdly enough, I was never attracted to Izzy. I was quite attracted to Bartiz.
Oh.
You were?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, y'all. Oh. He was attracted to Bartiz until weddings. Oh.
It was
a long time. Yes.
I have a long
You should
history.
Be shocked, Justine. It is awful.
I have a long history of being attracted to some brothers who just fool me over and over. So it was
Bartiz
just part of
told
my pattern.
You who he was
I know,
over and over.
I know. And,
over and
I
again.
Wanted to root for him. I was like, I can fix you.
Did
I can
you?
Fix you, Bartiz.
Oh, okay.
No, it was over as soon as we saw that dangly earring, and most people
the
know.
Second.
And the haircut.
Oh,
and
I saw the date. I saw the dangly earring, and I thought he had. I just thought he had flair. I know it's bad. I'm much better
flair.
Now. I'm much better
a
now.
Little edge.
No. Yeah, a little edge. I'm much better now.
oh God. This conversation, y'all, is. And she kind of says she puts an end to it and says, like, you know what? We'll get through it. And this is interesting because I think. We all know, right? Like, Dad sunk like $500,000 in this house. Her father has literally paid for this house. So I really do believe it might be something she's worried about. She just always expects her father to bail him out, and that'll probably happen.
Yeah.
And someone told us, she's like, we all know that Izzy's going to wind up working for Stacey's father, right?
I told you that.
Yeah, I said that. Oh, I don't think so. Someone
give me credit. I'm the one that said it.
Someone well-regarded told me that. Definitely.
No, I said it was like that movie, like My Best Friend's Wedding. Anyway. Okay, so is there...
That's basically it. It just ends with her saying, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. Yeah, okay.
And then...
Milton and Lydia. What the fuck?
I have no words.
Date at the museum.
Scene.
The night at the museum with Lydia and Milton.
Oh my god! A remake. It's not Ben Stiller and Robin Williams is dead. So we're gonna do it with Milton and Lydia. Yeah.
There's no comedy.
Animals,
take out the comedy.
No laughter.
Lydia might bite off his head like a triceratops when she gets too angry.
Yes.
Replace all the exhibits with minerals.
Oh my God. Have you guys noticed? Yeah. We said this on our show for Lydia and Milton. They've never completed a fight. They only end it with a joke about their age.
Yeah.
They're always like, oh, you're just because you're so old. That's why you don't get it. And then they just move on.
Well, it's the
you were so right because I brought that up. I was like, this fight ends so weird.
He is so ready to end confrontation that he will do anything.
And I never realized it's with an age trip. I've never realized it was
always.
Yeah,
it's weird. He's so ready because he's so afraid of actually fighting, and because obviously the living in that situation that he grew up in. No one fought, and when they did, they were probably chastised for raising their voices or something like that.
Very controlled.
So it's very uncomfortable for him to show, to be emotional, quote unquote. And I was saying this on our podcast, for him.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
The word emotional means angry. It doesn't really, I think it means angry.
I understand where he's coming from, and we can have a whole conversation about people of color and not being angry and all that kind of, that is one thing. But then on top of that too, though, it did feel like, and I don't necessarily love to, I don't mean to defend her per se, but I did feel like when he does tell Lydia, it feels like anytime, now granted, she is always extra, but when he uses that word emotional, mm-hmm. I agree with Jake. I don't think it's the right word because she feels like she can't feel anything. Like she's supposed to be kind of robotic like he is. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they're ever going to get to a place in the middle for both of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. What are your thoughts on this whole foolishness?
Yeah, I definitely feel Lydia. Mm-hmm. Like you don't want to be told to calm down, you know, when you're like
especially heated. To a Puerto Rican woman because she might stab you in the face.
I don't want to be told to calm down and to control your emotions. Like I don't want to hear that. Let me do me. And you can sit in the corner and be respectful and graceful and do you, but I'm grown. I'm going to react the way I react. Yeah. I'm not going to get violent. I'm not going to get us arrested. We're not going to get embarrassed. Like, I'm not going to embarrass the shit out of you, but this is how I express myself. And you telling me to calm down only makes me feel worse. And like, you're not on my side. Yes. And you're judging
me. Not validating.
And judging.
Exactly. Yeah.
And he knew that she was that way. It would be different if this was a whole different... I will say, we didn't know all the lies about Uche and all that, but as far as her personality, Lydia's the one person that we knew exactly who she was on the first day.
Hasn't changed.
And that stayed
consistent.
So Milton knew that. He knew that about her.
Yeah.
I don't know. Justine, what are your thoughts on the foolishness?
Yeah, that's interesting that you, I didn't even like go as far to think about like, oh, she's not only a woman, but she's also Puerto Rican from Puerto Rico. He is a black man who's probably not even allowed to show his anger in that same way.
Right.
And probably was very much restricted, especially growing up in Texas. And I just wonder, I think about Stacy and her outbursts and how she's probably never been told to calm her emotions down.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Ever.
Yeah.
And she has these outbursts all the time because she doesn't get beige flowers. And that's like really wild to me because Milton will leave dirty, moldy towels on the floor. Like, I'm going to yell at you and food by the bed. Like, I'm going to yell at you too. I don't want to.
Because his mom picked up his fucking towels.
And he's 24.
So they wouldn't have a fight.
He's 24.
He's making $200,000 a year in Houston. Yeah, he's leaving his shit all over the place.
He left his pack of ones just sitting in the bathroom for you to see.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He'll never forget
that. And
the leftover
wings from Magic City on the bed. Like, he's gonna act like this. And I agree with Natasha, like being told to calm down as a woman who's angry about something, especially Lydia is bilingual, so she's like really trying to translate in her
she's
head.
She's
really trying, and it's just not working. It's just not working.
I'm a gay white man, and if you tell me to calm down, I'm gonna lose my shit in your face.
Right.
I promise, and I might scratch your face with my nails too, just for good measure.
Yeah, Poodle gets a little triggered by that.
Yeah, if you tell me to calm the fuck down, there's going to be a fight.
It's going to be an issue. Boy.
Mm-hmm. That was good. So I also just want to say, I like Milton. I want to like Milton.
Yeah,
I get annoyed because he's so young, and I'm just like, you have no business here. Like, you're too young. But he is young, but he is old enough to iron his shirt and wear something respectable to a last dinner. What is this wrinkly ass? I get it.
Why did he wear dry fit champion t-shirt?
Moisture wicking. Moisture everything he wears is moisture wicking.
Why do you look like you came from Stacey's Pilates studio, bro? Change your clothes.
Everything is bought from REI. Everything.
Oh, and it was laying on the floor, and he just picked it up and put it on.
And he smelled it to see if it smelled bad. And then he put it on.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where to end with that. I think
he needs to grow the fuck up. It's really bad because Milton... Yeah. Maddie brought this up to me, and I'm like, I like his fresh perspectives on things and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, imagine you talking to him or you dating him for a second. And then I went, oh, you're right. I wouldn't fuck with that. No. Bitch would say Pythagorean theorem to me one time and then X, Y, Z axis. I was like, can we stop talking about this and fuck? Because that's all you're made good for. Because you're definitely not good for a relationship.
Mm-mm.
So we did this at the end of our episode 9 that's gonna, because this is on our public feed for everybody. So who do you, I mean, normally this takes like a 20-minute process, but since we only have fucking two
couples. We have two couples.
Wrap this up real quick.
Yep.
So let's take 3 seconds. So for both of you, will they or won't they, and why? So let's start with
go couple
Stacey,
by couple.
Stacey and Izzy.
The preview for Stacey and Izzy was looking rocky. The preview for the weddings episode, it looks like he might say something at the altar and she looks a little bit upset. I'm not sure.
I don't know. But they try to make Tiffany and Brett look like Tiffany was going to back out.
They do edit the shit out of it. I think they're going to go through with it. That would be my prediction. Yeah,
that was our idea too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If someone said no in that relationship, who would it be?
Ooh. They both have reason to say no. So
I think Stacey, she might think long and hard about the financial stuff and the lion and might have one good conversation with a sister and be done with him.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
I even thought Izzy might say it because at the very last minute he would say it would be like a Bartice kind of thing, the way Bartice wrote her a note. Remember when Bartice wrote her a motherfucking note?
God, that's right. God.
Remember how awful that was?
He's terrible.
He is the worst.
He is terrible.
I just sit in the corner. That Izzy might pull one of those.
Pull it.
Yeah,
I could see that because he wants to be the nice guy. So he's going to still all the way to the end, try to ride that out, and then, oh, God. Damn.
All right, Lydia and Milton, will they or won't they?
Milton, please say no, baby. I know. Please say no. Please.
Jessica stands up and objects.
Somebody. Oh, my God.
Please, the sister, the mama, somebody, save that child. Yeah.
Oh, I would love that if the sister went just like grabbed him the side, like pulled him by the ear down the aisle like a child.
Yes, like Bliss's dad. Remember when Bliss's dad was like, turn around anytime you want. Well, you got to marry this guy.
I love Bliss so much. I love her.
I know, I love Bliss too.
So you said, Milton, please say no. That sounded a little bit like what you want. Do you think he'll say no?
Oh, God.
Sorry, I'm going to push it.
I don't think he is because it's so obvious that he's looking for somebody to emotionally hold him because he's so sensitive. He's so tall. And I'm sure people don't take that sensitivity seriously because he's talking about the Pythagorean theorem.
And he's a big, tall
Lydia,
guy.
Lydia holds all of his emotions. And he can't, I think it'd be hard to let go.
You know also, what? He's so sensitive. Thank you for saying
so
that because
sensitive.
He really
and
is.
And that mom and sister have never validated any part of that.
Yeah.
Nothing.
And
I think it would be like a big fuck you to his family too.
Oh,
yeah. I think he wants a little bit of
out.
That.
Yeah.
So you think Milton's going to say yes too, Natasha?
I do. And, I think he's like, I'm a big
Lydia
boy now, and I'm going to get married, guys.
I'm a big boy now.
Mom, hey, Mom, I'm a big boy now. No, I think Lydia, it'd be a cold day in hell if Lydia said anything, but hell yes, stick it in me, make me a bride now. I don't care what I have to do. I think we think they're going to make it. We think they're going to say yes. They're not going to make it. Let me be clear.
Right,
they're going to make it like 3 months, and then she might try to pull a Loretta Bobbitt on him.
I think if they both get married, I do not think these couples will be married in 5 years.
No, neither of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't feel good about either.
Nope,
I don't feel good.
It's a no, an obvious no.
And on that, we did it, y'all. We did it.
Justine
and Natasha, thank y'all for. Y'all are so funny. Thank you for popping in with us. Really.
Thanks for having us.
This has been in the making for a long time, and it just worked out well with y'all doing this and us finally doing Golden Bachelor. So we're very excited. Tell everybody where they can find y'all.
Yeah. Find us on all podcast platforms for our Love is Blind currently. And then Patreon is where we do all of our Bachelor content. So patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose. 2 Black Girls 1 Rose on Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff.
Where they have very nice
fire,
new
y'all.
Pictures.
Their Instagram
Thanks.
Is fire. It's
Thank
a
you.
Good Instagram. It's a lot better than ours. Our producer, Christina, has mentioned this several times. But no, it's a great Instagram. You need to
appreciate
take a
that.
We appreciate y'all so much. And so we always end our episodes. We kind of all say this together. Hopefully, as we jump into episode 10, we're on the edge of our seats, all asking us that eternal question that Nick
Vanessa Lachey always whispers
in her ears. Come on, say it with us.
With
we're going to ask.
Is love blind?
Blind.